All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I have a question for you. Off the top of your head, no guesstimates, no guesstimations, no fuzzy, any fuzzy answers at all. What is your sperm count?
I don't know.
No one does. It's random. So I just figured that'd be
Okay. I
a good.
mean, so I mean, it's not like a BMI, like it's not something that is
Like carnies are
relatively.
guessing. I'll just carnival, like, I bet I can guess your sperm count booth.
No, you only check it when you're
Just so
having a.
magnificent. Like the carnival
It's gonna be one of
sperm count.
these, huh?
I mean, what did you think this was going to be?
I don't know. I don't know what game we're talking about.
Okay, we're still playing then. Okay, in that case, I'm going to need you to go into this private room and jerk off into this cup.
Do I get any gloves?
Do you masturbate with gloves, Cole?
Well, I mean, what else are you gonna do? You're gonna touch your dick?
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, wait a
Really good
minute.
at it. Like
What?
26 years on, like I am just
No,
fucking murdering it when it comes to that. Like I'm
wait a minute. So you just like
a
you put
quarter
the
century of it.
yeah so
A
so you so you
quarter.
just put the you put the stuff right on your hand and then go.
No stuff.
No, I mean just no just I mean like any kind of like lotion or anything. You just you,
No.
no.
I fucking dry dock it, dude.
Huh? No, I mean I've got some latex. Wow.
Okay, well, we can get you. We're in a hospital setting, so we can get you a latex glove, I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
Get you some medical grade.
Snap. Okay. Let's see here. I'll be in here for like a second.
Okay.
I haven't gone
Weird
today,
flex,
so
but
it'll be
okay.
fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I had a big meal before I showed up, so all right.
Okay, I'll
And
just
then.
be like a cup. Okay.
And I don't need to handle anything. I just need you to put that into the game computer there.
Oh,
I don't need
okay.
to see it. Like now it got weird. I weirded myself out with it, thinking of the fiction of this randomization partway through. So just I'm gonna turn my back and you just put that in the game computer, and the game computer will announce
Okay, yeah.
where to.
I'll put it into the I'll put it into the chute in the room here that connects to the
Yeah,
game
in the
computer.
bank chute.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
The spank bank. That's why they
well,
call it that.
yeah, no. So I mean, I don't even see why I should go use the cup. I might as well just
Just
go
go
right in the
directly to the
chute.
tube.
Yeah. No. Okay. So
Leroy,
no.
get your ass over here. We gotta jam in the suit. Shoot.
I'll be like two seconds here.
Okay.
Closed door creak.
And then that number will correspond to a game database that I've set up. And whatever that number is,
Okay.
just for listeners, will be what game we do.
All right, all done.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Good work.
And when you're done, it just easy as pie. You take the gloves off, and
When you're done,
no washing your
have some
hands.
fun.
Yeah.
You begin.
Okay.
Time for sin.
Yeah. So like maybe what's this gonna do? Like, look, take the number and look up an ID in Steam or something.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
So.
Genital jousting.
Oh yeah. I love this game.
This is actually really good.
It's extremely good. I love this game. Like
Yeah.
there's no oh shit about it.
Yeah.
I definitely, there's stuff to talk about,
Oh
but then it's definitely going to be like Jizzo the Magnificent's, like
yeah.
sperm guess, sperm guess cum quest, like is going to happen. So just,
It's gonna be like I said, it's gonna be one of those. I don't jerk off with gloves.
No, I know.
Okay.
It would be amazing if you did, and it's that's such a Seinfeld disease kind of thing, like. You do it with gloves, like that. That's very, very Seinfeld. Find out Kramer does it with gloves or something like that.
I just
Like just
I you know I wanted
staring
to
down,
make
saying, "Giddy up, N-word! It's time to jerk off." clubs.
Oh, who are you?
I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
This is Abject Suffering, where we need a new catchphrase.
Yeah, doing it for Tater.
Doing it for.
I don't like that because it's a little bit close to Ron White's Tater Salad.
Doing it for thing. Tater Salad, yeah. And also like, yeah. I mean, there's no way that Tater's not a YouTube that's about to get me too'd. Like the Tater Gamer or whatever. Like,
it's, yeah, no, it's so, it's happening quicker and quicker.
How here? I changed the Abject Suffering channel. Griddler into the George Wendt channel.
Yes.
How do you like George Wendt? Did you come from George Wendt? Did you go George Wendt? Did you come from Cotton Eye Joe? As a phrase,
I don't know. I think it's a little bit awkward. It's a little bit awkward. Yeah. I thought about starting a new channel. So you have Abject Suffering, George Wendt. I was gonna start one called Abject Suffering, Ratzenberger, John Ratzenberger.
Pretty funny idea.
just do dueling channels.
I played Pokemon Ratzenberger back in the day. I don't know if you played Pokemon Matt, but we could trade our exclusive woodies. Staying on topic.
Oh,
that.
Week we are talking about genital jousting. This is demanded by Eric Z Chocobo in the chat. Saying Abject Suffering the game. This was a previous demand by somebody else. I think that I gave you the choice because
I was amazed we haven't done this before.
What do you mean? You have memories of us talking about this game?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know from what. Maybe me and Nick did check out Comrade about it or something.
Maybe we've talked about it. Like you've said, oh, this thing owns, and I believed you. I didn't play it until I played a little bit of it for the show here. But I absolutely want to go back and finish that finish the one player.
There's the single player. As far as playing it multiplayer in the games and stuff, there's like less to this.
Yeah.
You know, not more than you'd expect. I don't know what you'd expect. But it there's not so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is a joke with a surprisingly good nuanced statement from the devs.
Yes.
It is a joke that appeals to me a lot. Like it should be no one's surprise, you know, to surprise no one that I think that these little like weird, like greasy, oily little like Slytherin boys running around, like, you know, sets of dick and balls that have a butthole between the balls.
Yeah.
I think is very good and funny.
Oh, it's
hilarious.
And the
things you do are so absurd in this, and it's very cute and kind of pure in a way I think is very funny. Like, this is very much my shit.
Yeah.
There's not very much of it.
Right.
You know?
No, so, I was surprised.
Go back and finish it, but don't expect like a really weighty meatball. That's a dense... A dense meatball from this. Yeah.
No, I was totally. I wasn't expecting it to be more substantial. I just really enjoy this, and I'm just ridiculously charmed by it. The narration that happens, you know, describing the life of your main character there, and just the things that you end up doing, you know. So like, this is of the genre of game, you know, if you pull away the theming, this is of the goofy physics are fun kind of game.
Goofy
physics and, you know, kind of weird control are fun. So think something like Octodad, think something like Gang Beasts would be stuff that is kind of in the zip code here.
It's got to add a layer though, because the individual Gang Beasts were funny, like as like dough men or whatever, but not as funny as this.
When there's additional layer. Well, yeah, you cannot ignore the added layer. But I've got to say, I was expecting it to be far more prurient than it is. Like, yes, this is absolutely really juvenile. For as sex focused as this game is, it is not horny.
No. Yeah. Imagine being aroused by genital jousting, you know, like it is not here to titillate.
No,
in any respect. And when you say as purient as it is, like it's extremely purient, but maybe you think it's going to be purient on a factor of 1,000 and it's a factor of like 500.
Yeah.
You know, like it's at some point, like one of the magics of genital jousting is that like, as you play the game, they kind of cease to be dicks and balls sometimes and just become. And that's one of if you look at the devs and their kind of their statement about this, that's one of their things is like you know, removing some of the power from a dick and balls, mm-hmm. and them becoming these just like very silly little dressed up like creatures that have like an idiocy to them.
Yes.
Like when they move around, like just bumbling, you know, nincompoops.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just the opening scene when you're in your, when you're in a, in your apartment and it's like, oh yeah, you've got to, you've got to deal with these, you've got to deal with these dishes, and you do it by like flopping at them until they break.
Yeah, like, very funny.
Yeah,
you know, the avatar, it's very easy to forget that the avatar is anything sexual at all,
right?
At least for me, like that was the magic of the game.
Yeah,
or one of the bits of magic.
And like it'll do stuff, you know, as you're controlling it. Yeah, you press a button to decide whether you're pulling it by the tip or by the balls, and it'll do stuff that like will remind you of it. So like occasionally some stuff, you know, some white stuff will come out of the end. I love that as you're going, moving, it leaves a little trail behind you.
Yeah. It's very gross, but it's very funny
in the tutorial. Yeah. Oh, it's incredibly gross, but just in a very satisfying. It doesn't feel transgressive weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to say that. And I don't know that this is just me being oblivious, like I have been in the past about this stuff. I don't read an awful lot of like just weight into what they're doing with this.
It's if you read their statement about it, the weight that they intend, and that doesn't mean it's the only weight that can be read from it, mm-hmm. is all very positive.
Yeah.
Like it is all, pretty meaningful.
Yeah.
Weight to this. Some of that, I feel, I believe the devs have good intent. I don't think that they're lying about this. Mm-hmm. I do think that's likely not going to be the effect for most people who play it.
Yeah, so we should say what that intent is, just so people know what we are praising.
On their website, so Free Lives, which is the name of this developer,
South African.
They have the Many Questions of Genital Jousting link, which is them talking about it's a FAQ, but it's a FAQ all about the, you know, why are you doing this? Isn't this just a joke? Who is this for? What are you trying to say? Mm-hmm. And it has very thoughtful answers about like consent.
Yeah.
In this game, and why they do the animation. You know, the animations are ultimately because they think it is funny. Mm-hmm. But also they make the animations like, hey, we wanted to make this a little bit gross and disturbing. Mm-hmm. You know, because it can be like having a the act of penetration with a ding dong, mm-hmm. can be gross and disturbing. Like these are all real kind of bits of this.
Yeah.
You know, how do we kind of demystify this thing that has a lot of cultural power that is wrapped up in a lot of factors?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And by making it silly as hell. Mm-hmm. You know, like this is mooning the KKK or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're not the dicks are KKKs. But you know what I mean? Like just kind of like taking some of the air out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Just the entire presentation, what it seems to me, if I had to guess, I don't think that they approached with the message. They began their approach with the message in mind. I think that it began as a joke, and it began as like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if? And as they kept on developing it, they were having discussions with themselves about these questions.
Yeah.
And when you look as they're answering these, it appears to be very thoughtful. Again, I'm not somebody who would be, I don't feel especially like a potential victim of this. So who knows? To me, it seems very well thought out, and it ends with a call saying like, hey, how can we do better? And then just, get in touch at genitaljousting.com. They appear very willing to discuss this and amend their approach in a way that feels commendable to me, while still also being very funny.
Yes.
Like this is, you know, more woke than you would expect it to be, but not so woke that it is entirely just a scold. Right.
Yes. There's no scolding to the actual experience of playing it.
Yeah.
You know, and as always, we're not here to tell anyone what they should be offended by. We can only say what we're offended by or not. Yeah. Right. So take it with a grain of salt. If you disagree, mm-hmm. that is A-okay.
Yeah.
You know, which is, it is fine for you to have a different take on this thing if you don't mm-hmm. like it. Do not at me.
Yeah.
It is. I give you permission to just have a totally different reaction to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah.
For me in the past, you know, this is an opinion that I've stated about media like this and depiction of sex and things. Sex is inherently farcical. And there's like a line here, just, you know, when they talk about like important, valuable, isn't this just a joke? You know, they say, we like to think of dicks as lovable and laughable. And that just lines up, you know, like the depiction of this as fun, which is, you know, like this is a pretty raucous, even when it is disturbing, feels in line with a value that I hold, because this kind of stuff should be fun and should lead into the ridiculous nature of it.
The absurdity.
Yes.
You know, of it.
Yeah.
And the, I love that there's like an effort to show like a bunch of different kinds of dicks.
Yep.
You know, like there's wrinkly balls and smooth balls and circumcised dongs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, any number of kinds of dicks.
I love that the bullies have cock rings on.
I think that's very funny. Like, it's a really good joke. And then there's, you end up with things like sometimes the dicks like are smoking and they have a cigarette sticking out of their urethra. And it's just so absurd that it's like really hard for you to imagine.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, again, like, I'm not saying anyone is wrong to be hurt by this. It's hard for me to imagine myself being hurt by it because it's so fucking silly.
I can imagine being grossed out about it. I can imagine not wanting to see it, but like, as just like as a series of visual gags, the idea that in the tutorial, like, you know, when you learn about how to eat things with your ball anus and you go and eat an apple, and as you eat after you eat the apple, it ejaculates the seeds. That is funny. That is it's a really, really good joke.
It's really good. It's extremely scary. I just would like that to not happen to me.
Yeah, but it rides that line of, you know, discomfort and comedy that I think that it hits an incredibly good and consistently funny tone.
Yeah, know? Agreed. Yeah. And it is, you know, it is primarily a co-op game.
Yeah.
And this is you. What's really interesting about this also too is that they have all these messages, and we talked about how these messages are probably going to fall on deaf ears, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is so made for the Goat Simulator audience.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, this is made for PewDiePie to like just fucking screech intolerably and incoherently over this.
Yes.
You know, for like a half hour, or get your Vinny sauce or your peanut butter boy or any number of those future Me Too's to like, you know, just kind of make noises over this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably like a large portion of the audience. And if you're playing this with like a buddy, you're playing it co-op and you're laughing at it, you're not thinking about any of those touches that they made to kind of defang this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually spend any time looking at it, there are tons of them.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things, you know, I think about, is the fact that they are all multicolored and not in like a racial way, in a, like a way that crayons are.
Yeah.
Like pastel way, or the fact that they wear outfits, right. Does a lot to defang their, like, denature them.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit.
It also degenders them in a way.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They talk about that as an intent. Like, you can have a little ding dong dressed up like a girl.
Yeah.
Which, depending on the lens or your perspective, that's either like very progressive, like a statement on gender, or it's a joke.
Yeah.
Or it's this weird line between both, which is how most of the things in this game kind of are.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a really great illustration of like thinking about developer intent. And when you sit down and you actually catalog the ways that they, like, how do we make this not disgusting and problematic as hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you look at the ways and stuff, and it's like, oh, these are like intentional choices that are made to undo this. And yes, they're going to fall flat on your PewDiePies or whatever. Like, they're not going to see those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they kind of behave like subconsciously on me to make me not find this super gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, that's part of why I think this kind of works for me.
And generally, I appreciate, you know, a comedic product that has an awful lot of thought and intent that has gone into it.
Yeah.
You know, like, just like this feels like, you know, a hypothetical what if that somebody threw out, like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we made a game like so-and-so, and then they just went and did all the like work and considered a whole bunch of angles. Don't know about all of them. Most of the ones that I would consider.
Yeah. 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 Fun.
Yeah.
Fun and good.
I've never played this multiplayer. I just did the single player. I didn't know that it had the single player scenario, again, with the very humorous narration and, you know, just an amazing scene where he is testing dildos and one of them is tuned way too strong, and he just rockets around the office like rocking. Yep. And then he has to, go to the nurse's station, and soothe his anus by ingesting ice cubes with it. And then he has to knock a first aid kit off of a refrigerator and then open it up and then apply a Band-Aid to his butthole, which Very doesn't funny. Stop you from farting, and farts accelerate you. Just incredibly funny, in a way that, like, as I describe it, it makes me sound like a fucking child, which I am, and I just have to be okay with that.
Yeah, I make no apologies for having the sense of humor that I have.
Yeah,
you know, it is. The single player was added later. This started as like this has been was developed for a long time.
Yeah,
like had an early access, and then so I played it first multiplayer with Derek, like a co-op buddy, and we played it. You know, you don't play this forever. Like we played it for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, we see it.
But then I touched it
really briefly today and checked out that single player mode.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yes.
But it is, it's similar to like the last episode we recorded where it's like, it's a joke, you know, it's like you like there is value. You can tell a joke with a game and that is good and valuable.
Yes. This is good and modest.
Yeah.
Also being the most ridiculously immodest thing in subject matter.
Yeah. I didn't know these developers were the same people who did Broforce.
I've never played that. Is that good?
Yeah.
I was turned off by the aesthetic.
The aesthetic is annoying. It's fun though. It's like a fun co-op run and gun kind of platformer kind of thing. And they do a thing which I think is really interesting. It cuts down the longevity, but makes it fun in the short term is that you change into a random character when you respawn.
Oh yeah.
And they're all based on like action movie people. And they have a really, really wide variety of gimmicks, some of which they're very clever. Like the Boondock Saints, there are two, you control two characters at once.
Oh, nice.
During it and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty cool. It's a good game. It's not a great game, but it is fun.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
And then their more recent one is one that I have heard about, Gorn.
Game. I'm looking at Gorn now, which is a first person gladiatorial combat game with a lot of blood.
I'd be curious about that. I don't know if it's on PSVR. I'd probably go for it. But
got a fitness game of the year from VR Fitness.
Weird.
Yeah, so it's probably like a little bit of a workout to play it.
Yeah, it is not on PSVR. So blah.
That's VR for you, baby.
Yeah.
Like, can you play it? Who knows?
Yep. Wild West. And
are these games? Is there a broad enough base for either VR thing to make a game, you know, successful?
Probably not,
you know, so
goodbye. Let me see here, the multiplayer mode, like the combat, like it seems like you can have eight people playing at once, and the goal is to you take somebody out by penetrating the anus. Is that the idea?
There are a lot of different modes.
Okay.
There's like a surprising number of modes. So you play them as kind of a jam. Like you do five random levels in a row and it does best of kind of like Mario Party or something like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're races. Sometimes they're collectathons. Like you're just trying to be the dick that eats the most like objects, you know,
hungry dickos.
Yeah, extremely hungry dickos. And then sometimes they are like wrestling matches where you try to penetrate the other person. One of the things I love about this game is that they do that, like when you opt in, when you choose your character, it's consent. You choose to consent and you press start when you don't want to do it anymore because they recognize like it can be troubling to like,
yeah,
you know, saying penetrate your avatar.
It's probably intense. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and for, you have to kind of opt into it. It's one of the, I love this game multiplayer. We've never done it for DuckStream partly because I don't want to answer all these questions online.
No,
like to streamers.
Additionally, I think that this is one of the games that is on Twitch's banned to playlist.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And I would request that we don't get the channel banned.
I'll take that request under advisement.
Okay. please don't get the channel banned. I like using it.
Cole's taking a strong stance against the channel ban.
Okay. Just a polite request.
You repeat it three times though. It's a pretty strong stance.
Yeah. You just kind of seemed like you were gonna do it.
I know what I seemed like. I really did think this was gonna be like one of those episodes, but Jizzo the Magnificent, who guesses your sperm count at the zoo.
At the zoo. Sorry.
Zebras do havesies.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you'd be surprised by how many otters got.
Yeah.
You know, was basically my puerile, like, you know, I blew my load, so to speak, with dick content. Yeah. In Unfilmable recently, I talked about how I might get a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
That's dick related.
Mm-hmm.
They'll cut open my ball sack.
Yeah. I am led to understand that it is not necessary. It can go bad. There are many episodes. there was a period of about 3 weeks on McElroy related content where Justin was talking about his vasectomy. Apparently it went very poorly for him, but that is not necessarily the routine. Yeah. I've known people and it's like, yeah, you're out of commission for like 2 or 3 days. And by out of commission, like, it hurts to sit.
Yeah. Looking forward to like leaning back in a recliner with a can of frozen or with a bag of frozen peanuts,
mm-hmm.
you know, right on my, so to fill my ball sack with green peanuts. it's funny too. Like this is, you know, surprisingly turning into a serious episode. It doesn't have to be. One thing I noticed during, so in the Unfillable, I talked about this video where they talk about the process.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the video, I was expecting, so there's a pre-questionnaire I had to do when I tried to set the appointment. I haven't made the appointment yet. This is not, I don't know when there'll be an update on this. Right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cause they are full up on appointments. I have to call back for cancellations or when they get the new schedule out or all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a questionnaire and I was expecting the questionnaire to be a lot of heavy handed, like, are you sure you want to do this? You know, fatherhood is the greatest honor that a person can feel and all these things. And, one, like, you know, I kind of felt a little bit like, well, no doubt. Like of course I thought about that.
Yeah.
Like I'm not an idiot. You know, I thought
do
about
you think
it
that people are just like just walking around town with their buds and they walk into a vasectomy place like it's a tattoo parlor?
Like a tattoo. And so they can fuck that night.
Yeah.
You know, like just kind of just like, man, I got this girl, she's ready. You know, and just like can't feel anything.
Yeah.
The you know, so two things that I noticed is like one, it's like I thought about that a lot, right? And I'm coming down very hard and there's no judgment in my mind to people who have biological kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a moral perspective is, hey, finish the kids you have before you can have more as a species,
mm-hmm.
as humanity. Like I do think that for me, it makes really solid moral arithmetic that, you know, you could take care of a kid that's not yours that also needs to take care of. That's going to have a horrible life if you don't do it,
mm-hmm.
versus creating a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a reduce, reuse, recycle kind of perspective to kids. So I was expecting to answer a bunch of questions about that. And I had all this stuff prepared. It wasn't about that. It was just about the procedure. And then one of the things, like when you realize like sexism is everywhere,
no,
you really like can't unrealize it.
It's like it's very they live glasses. Yeah,
it's super they live glasses because one of the things listed as an alternative to my vasectomy was a woman getting her tube tied, and they listed all of the horrific complications that are way more likely.
Yeah, no.
And that was listed as an alternative to me.
They like open up their abdominal cavity to do that. Like it is something, that is done alongside C-sections, which is just an incredibly serious and obviously invasive procedure.
Well, like, and like, they can have that thing where the baby grows in the tube.
Yeah, ectopic pregnancy. Yeah.
Ectopic pregnancy, which is like extremely dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not unlikely.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fucked. It's fucked that they would say that those things are equivalent because they are 100% not.
Yeah. And not even not equivalent, just like under my agency.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you could convince the person you're having sex with to do this incredibly dangerous thing if you don't feel like this thing we're telling you is safe and only mildly painful.
Like that is a discussion that a long established couple has when they are scheduling a C-section, like saying, okay, do we think we got more in us, or while the hood's up, do we just want to go for it?
Well, or like,
or the guy just gets the vasectomy and it's fine.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like way more reasonable as a woman is about to undergo this very scary procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Me getting this incredibly safe, barely invasive procedure should be an alternative to that.
Yes.
And it's objectively better in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's safer. It is cheaper. It's less recovery time. Like everything about it is better. And the fact that me not being inconvenienced was, you know, a woman going into harm, you know, mm-hmm. and significantly more danger was presented as an alternative to me being inconvenienced. I was like, man, this shit is fucking endemic. I knew that. It was just like a really, you know, pressing example.
Just weird to see it presented so bald-faced, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. No. And I only brought that up as like a way that it can go because I know couples who have done that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You know, people in my family have done. They're just like, yeah, we're done this time. Cool. And yeah, so that was just a way that it could go. My favorite thing, again, from the people I know who've gotten vasectomies, is the idea that you get the procedure done, but it is not effective immediately.
Yeah, it takes a couple of months.
No, it doesn't take a couple of months. It takes a couple of, it takes like 20 something loads. And like, okay, after you ejaculated a number of times, you need to come back.
The I would love it if it was a load based economy. the way that it was explained to me both by my doctor and the video was that it's after a couple months.
Okay.
They come back and check it. But I think that is up to the doctor. If there's a way to hurry that along, of course I will do it.
Yeah.
Especially if that work is fun. Which it would be.
It's crack your knuckles.
Yeah, just like, I guess if I gotta, I'll do my duty, I suppose, twist
my arm. I can't finish if you don't.
Well, twist my scrot, twist my dick. I'll do it. I will set some records if that's what it is.
When I have heard it described, it was either a certain amount of time or it was a
certain number of loads.
Yes.
I wonder what my record is
per day or over the course of a month span.
Oh, like a month. Like Jesus Christ. Okay. Like I would shudder to think, like, there was a time in which, you know, I was inadvisably going for volume.
Right.
But like a date.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant volume of products.
I was, but total product during the day.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you know, like as if I went into like a beaker or something.
Right.
Like the Erlenheimer flask that I like to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. They keep on your radiator. Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as like just a daily limit of any kind of load, like I wonder what I'm at. Cause it's probably like, I have a number in my head that I don't want to say, but I think that the actual answer, if I asked for objective truth, like if I was asking St. Peter, he would tell me a higher number. St. Peter, who concerns himself with dick related heaven entry.
Different than
St. Pussy, who is his colleague.
There have been times when I've been alone and it's been a very boring day where the number would probably shock me. Like, you know, a little bit like, you know, you go to put the box of pizza away at the end of the day and like, oh, fuck me. I ate so much of that pizza.
Yeah.
I jerked off so much of the time. Yeah.
I love it when you masturbate, like if you masturbate and you're bored.
Yeah.
Like that's like one of my favorite times to do it. Like I love, you know, like,
well, it's fun. But it's like, okay, I'm bored. I'm going to do this. That's cool. I feel something, but it's also a good way to take a nap. You know,
it's a great way to take a nap or just focus.
Yeah.
Like I am, the medicinal jerk off, which is a very frequent move for me, which is like, I have a bunch of work to do. Mm-hmm. I want to go into it relaxed and focused and in a good mood.
Yeah.
And like, that's what happens, you know? So let's go into that. And it's like, you know, it's like, oh, people talk about like microdosing.
Oh yeah.
On certain drugs to focus on work. Like this is a very much like a microdose, of sexual endorphins or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It's extremely good. No shame, obviously, to people who don't do it for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
But it is, I have a very positive attitude towards masturbation.
Yeah. And
it owns bones.
Yeah.
It owners.
It owners those boners. Yeah. I always feel bad when I've done it and then I look at the calendar and I realize that it's 9/11.
I feel good.
There are two days where I feel weird about completing the act. One is 9/11 and the other is Easter Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a very agnostic ding dong. So even if I respect the truth, my dick doesn't. And you know, like I will first respond all over a fucking Kleenex. Like it is not a.
Thank you for your self service.
Yeah. you know that tower is gonna fall. I'm gonna make the World Trade Center flaccid if I have to. What if the 9/11 the towers fell, but they didn't actually fall? They just like went.
Just drooped. Melted
into flaccid World Trade Centers.
Well, that'd be great because nobody would have to die. Like you just cling to the side and then like
a lot of people would die. Bring that. Like I think, but it'd be definitely like undeniably like, you know, it'd be a funnier version of what happened. I mean, like just at the end of the day, like things and facts.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I don't like saying that, it would be funnier if it just went. And then I'm like, this just in, America has lost the tourney, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it would definitely be funnier.
Or if when here's a less offensive example.
Okay.
Like, yeah. What if when America wasn't doing so well, the Washington Monument went flaccid?
Oh my god.
This laid in the pool.
A mood phallus. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all phalluses are kind of mood phalluses.
Well, I mean, but for the nation.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. The nation's mood phallus. Like, and there could just be like a little CNN like picture in picture that's like the state of the nation.
You know,
it's just the Washington Monument. Like, no, and then like when America's doing great, like the Washington Monument is like maybe even like a little taller.
Turns into a fountain. Different. Yeah.
Yeah, it turns into a fountain. It's like rudder. You know, like this is like a very like Grant Morrison's idiot cousin kind
of idea. Yeah. Like, in the day Trump's inaugurated, it just gets real small and pulls back in, like just the adrenaline, just kind of like, oh no, I've got terror penis now.
Yeah, God, I love terror penis. Once you get older and you realize like it doesn't, you know, no one's gonna accidentally see my dick,
right?
So if my dick's not doing great at the moment, it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then you also get to an age where it's like, hey, anybody who's gonna see my dick, like, mm-hmm. I probably trust them not to judge it. Yeah. I was talking to somebody recently, a lady friend of mine. And she told me that she oftentimes will get into sexual conversations with like coworkers and friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said literally every single one of them has expressed trepidation about the size of their ding dong.
Hmm.
And then she's like, yeah, you know, I've like dated a lot. Like ding dongs are all pretty much fine.
Yeah.
And I know that's something we say. That's like the catchphrase for the show, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like whatever you got, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like cruising for limp. Like it mm-hmm. is all good. But like just like. It's a false fear.
Yeah.
Like it is, you know, it is fine. Ooh. If you got terror dick and it kind of like retracts a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, or just like discomfort dick or like you're sitting in a weird position dick.
I just don't like the way it feels. It's the thing. Like, I don't care.
I just think it's funny. Like when I think about it, I think it is funny. Like, it just is. Like,
oh, it's
see you later,
funny.
Buddy. You know,
bye bye. Like,
it's okay. Take a nap. I'll see you later. You know, you know, you up for a piss? I got you down, buddy. Okay. Can we go to the bathroom?
High five.
Yeah. Come on, champ. Let's go do it.
Oh fuck, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do like the idea of the Washington Monument just one day going flaccid.
Washington Monument. or Washington Glandument. There's something, there's a lot there.
Yeah. No.
I really like that. Wengington Monument. I don't know. There's a lot there. I like that a lot. I think it would have to, it'd be very dangerous. Like what that would mean is there would be people whose entire job would be to stand at the fence and keep people away from the Washington Monument unless something goes bad in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So like you could be a job, like you dress up, I imagine like a Secret Service agent,
mm-hmm.
you have a suit. It would be an honor. Like if you died, there'd be a, you know, a 21 gun salute, but your job would be to push tourists away.
In this scenario, a 21 gun salute sounds very funny to me.
Yeah. and every country could have one of these. So like when France is going poorly, like the Eiffel Tower gets limp.
Yeah. No, the tower that Big Ben is in, could go limp. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Blessed Ben. You get all these things for every country. Like one point, the first ball of China just goes and goes up, like, turns vertical.
Yeah. Like, in Japan, the bullet train, the Shinkansen or whatever it is, just can't go through tunnels anymore.
Because their economy is going well.
Yeah.
You know? And then when it's bad, you know, and then there'd be people, like there'd be pundits whose job it was to argue that like this is actually a chubby, not like a totally flaccid situation. Like Tucker Carlson would be like screaming at the camera that like it's normal and it happens to all countries and like
stop making a big deal out of it.
Stop making a big deal out of it, you know, like our doctor says it's normal, like just screaming. You know? So there's a lot here, man.
This is good. I like this.
This is a good I don't know what it would be. I don't know what we're pitching other than a reality.
Well, yeah, I know. Like it's gonna take a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I mean, I guess like through like nanomachines or something.
Oh yeah.
You know, you could do it.
Just a genie wish. Yeah, it wouldn't be a heaven wish. Like a genie wish. Yeah.
Like if like that's a good short story where you do like a short story thing and you expect the third one to be like this monkey's paw that fucks everything up. And then they wish this. The genie's just like, oh, sure, you would. Oh, hold up.
Wait a minute.
Your plot, like, really? Okay.
I thought you were going to wish for immeasurable wealth. I was looking forward to giving you a solid gold head, but
I guess I can't really turn this against you. It is perfect in every way. It's an idea.
Yeah. Shit. I can't believe I didn't think of this.
Yeah. There'd be like barometers on the, like, there would be like barometers that people would have to maintain to monitor the health of the America's dick. So people would still want to tour it. It's still a building in the scenario to me. It's not like made of flesh. People would want to tour it, but they would have to be like, you know, the national, like, you know, erection index is at a certain amount. So it's like, it's safe to tour the building.
Yeah.
You know?
No. It'd be like the weather, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, like after 9/11, you know, sorry to keep hammering that fateful autumn morn over and over again. But September 11, like after that, like you still can't go up in the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think that I'd be fine giving up people being able to go into the Washington Monument. I think you get so much more in exchange. Yeah.
Yeah. It would change the 9/11 would change the scenario a whole lot.
What do you mean?
Well, like let's say this was a thing forever. We just didn't wish it in from a genie, right? This is just how things were. Like, what would an America be like? Because it's very classic. Like, we would be, you know, killing a lot of brown people to compensate for our flaccid, you know.
Yeah, no, it gets Freudian really quickly. Gets Same Freudian. Like Freudian. It sort of just begins Freudian.
Freud really has a bearing on this. I think this is maybe scientific and not at all. Yeah. But yeah, it would just be like, how do we compensate?
Yeah.
You know, and America already has a reputation for that kind of shit.
Absolutely.
And we definitely would.
I mean, it's kind of our defining trait.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And then we'd have to build another Pentagon. So we had a ball, like a second ball.
The Pentagon's the anus, man. Come on.
The Pentagon's the anus.
Yeah.
What are the balls?
The balls are the Vietnam Wall. It's kind of bifurcated. It's the scrotum. The balls are inside.
I'll take that. Or the soldiers. Or the memories.
They're not buried there.
No, I know. They're the memories.
Yeah.
And then I guess the Grand Canyon could be America's pussy.
Yeah, yeah. The capital's the one of the breasts.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. The other breast, probably some silo somewhere.
Yep.
It's okay. They don't have to be the same size. It happens in real life, too.
Yeah. No, it's fine. You can like, just, it's not even a big deal. They sell bras with mismatching cups. It's fine. Yep. It's great.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that with such authority. I've never had that conversation.
You need to educate as well as entertain.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I'm just positive it has to be the case.
No, it's true. Like, I'm like 90% sure that's true. Yeah. I think I've heard someone say it
before. Yeah. I said it like I knew from, you know, from
like you wear bras.
Yeah. Whatever.
I've been blessed with a series of symmetrical partners. Not that I would be like weirded out if not, but I think, you know, those partners know people as well. So they've talked about that. I just don't have a concrete memory. It wasn't recently.
Yeah.
That I learned that. So,
yeah.
I think we solved it. I think we fixed America.
I think we did. I think it's going to get us back on the right track.
This is what the DNC needs to run on.
Yeah, no, they need to do fucking something.
Oh, you know, that's not going to happen, Cole.
Okay.
No. That's out of the, that's okay, you might as well wish, because any kind of action is out of the question.
Yep.
So may as well come up with just like absolutely apeshit schemes. Because,
yeah, no, I'll just sit here with my monument in my hand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A pretty cohesive ending for this episode.
I think so.
We really came like full circle on that. Like, this had the feeling of being, for something that is a show that is like 10,000% improvised, like that had the feeling of like craft to it to me. This is like our own version of General Jousting, where it's like,
I think so, yeah.
In retrospect, we can apply a lot of craft to this.
Yeah.
So thanks for recommending this, Z Chocobo.
Yeah, thank you. This is really delightful. I'm happy that I sat down to play it. I'm happy that it has a single player mode.
Give it a shot, the player, like if not on a stream.
Yeah, no, just with some, this would be fun to do with Chris when he's over.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah,
so
cool. Well, thank you, Eric. If you would like to be like Eric and demand an episode, that is a perk that you get for being a patron on patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Go there and check it out. There are multiple different tiers. I would recommend looking at the $10 tier, because it gets you a whole fire hose of content. You know, I think that we have We're about to hit 75 bonus episodes of Abject Suffering, and you're going to get all of them for that. So
yeah, all of them. And, you know, as we've mentioned before, we do not mind if you give us $10, download all those, and then stop giving us $10.
Yeah, and then go down to $5 and get two new ones every month. They come out quite frequently.
Yep, that does not bother me.
Nope.
So go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you like the show, another thing you can do is leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcast. You know, people have come out in force, largely, like, you know, I'll be transparent about it. I was like, hey, some people wrote us some reviews I think are unfair. If you like the show, review the show. But that just kind of goes, that is a standing kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
it's meaningful if you like it. I'm not telling anyone to like it. I'm just saying if you do like it, it is nice to show it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So it's you know, doing that kind of call to action. I don't feel bad about it. It is just a nice thing to put your, you know, if you're not gonna put your money where your mouth is, put your words, you know, put your fingers where your mouth is. You know, type up a nice review for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And come to Duckfest, of course.
Yep.
August 31st, duckfeed.tv/duckfest. We would love to see you. It is going to be very fun. The opening show of the day is Abject Suffering.
Yep.
And we will be bright eyed and bushy tailed. And not tired and, you know, frankly incoherent, as we probably will be at the last show of the day. So, the we would love to see you.
Yep. Cool. I think that's all.
Yeah. So until next time, boy, who is
try to love yourself.